Canto 2, Chapter 10. The Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Sri Shuka said, in this book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the following 10 subjects are discussed. Primary creation, how the interactions of life and the lifeless came about, the planetary order, the maintenance of belief, the impetus for action, the administrative errors, stories about the Lord's appearances, renouncing a material life, liberation in devotional service, and the shelter. Great souls, sages reasoning from Vedic texts and their purport, state that the purpose of the first 9 characteristics of this book is to offer a clear notion of the 10th subject. The 16 elements of the 5 gross elements, the 5 sense objects, and the senses themselves, including the mind, constitute the manifestation that is called the creation of the Creator, and that what resulted from their interaction with the 3 modes of nature is what is called the secondary creation. The stability of the worlds is the victory of the Lord of Vaikuntha, and his mercy is the maintenance of belief. The reign of the Manus during the Manvantaras settles the perfection of the dutifulness that constitutes the impetus for action with the karmic propensities. The different stories about the Lord describe the activities of the avataras of the personality of Godhead and the persons who are his followers. Returning to God pertains to the resigning of souls to the original person and his energies, while liberation is concerned with forsaking other ways of living, with finding stability in one's original nature of service. He who is both the source from which the creation manifests and the one to whom everything returns is for that reason called the refuge, the resting place of the Supreme Spirit, of God, or the Supersoul. Hear from me now about the way the one Lord divided his personal potency in 3 aspects: nature in the form of controlling deities, adidaivika; individual souls as the ones who are controlled, adiatmika; and their material bodies, adibhautika. Since one of these 3 cannot be conceived without the other 2, it must be concluded that the one knowing all of them must be him, the original soul who constitutes the support of his own union. When that supreme person, expanding in space-time, separated the universes, he, having appeared from himself, looking for a place to rest, thereby created the causal waters of the purest transcendence. Residing in these waters of his own creation for 1,000 celestial years, he became known by the name of Narayana, because these waters emanated from the Supreme Person. The material elements, karma, time, and the conditioned living entities all exist by his mercy and cease to exist on his neglect. Where the Godhead lay in his mystical slumber, he was all alone. Thus, wishing to multiply himself, he, by means of his Maya, divided his golden seminal principle in 3. Let me now dilate on the threefold in which the Lord divided his potency, in that of his nature, Adidaiva, the individual soul, Adiatma, and the conditioned living beings, Adibhuta. From the ether, within the body of the original person moving his limbs, the vital power, the structural power, and the physical power generated, after which the life breath, the prana, found its existence as the principle ruling each and all. Like the followers of a king, all active entities follow the life force of prana, and when the life force is no longer active, all the activity of the entities ceases. The life force that was generated from the ether made the Almighty One hungry and thirsty, and to quench that thirst and satisfy that hunger, first of all, the mouth was opened. From the mouth, the palate was generated, whereupon the tongue manifested, and the various tastes to be relished by it. With the need to speak with the mouth, from the Supreme One the capacity to vibrate sounds originated, but in the water that for a very long time remained suspended. Desiring to smell odors, the nose with its sense of smell developed, together with the nostrils, to rapidly inhale the air that carries the smell. Being by himself in the darkness, he desired to observe himself and the rest of creation. For the sake of his vision, the sun then separated, that gave the eyes the power of sight. Also the ears manifested, when the Supreme Being desired to hear the sound vibrations from all directions, and from that desire to understand, the seers found their existence. From his desire to experience the hardness, softness, lightness, weight, heat and cold of all matter, the sense of touch was distributed over the skin along with its bodily hair, the plants and trees. That sense of touch of the skin rose from the objects that were perceived within and without. From his desire for different types of work, the two hands manifested, but to give strength to the manipulation that depends on them, Indra, the king of the gods, found his existence as the manifestation of both. Desiring movement, the legs manifested that are ruled by the Lord of Sacrifice, Vishnu himself. It is he who motivates the different human beings according to the duties of their labor perspective, karma. Desiring to taste the nectar of sexual enjoyment, the genitals of the male and female organ appeared, and the lustfulness found its existence, that is the shelter cherished by the both of them. Desiring to evacuate used substances, the opening of the anus evolved with the excrements, including the control of the two called Mitra, the controller of the excretion. With the wish to move from one body to another body, the navel manifested itself, the place of staying closely united, both after arresting one's breath and after death with a new body in the womb. In want of food and drink, the abdomen with the intestines and arteries originated, as also, in the greater body of Mother Earth, the rivers and seas that are their source of sustenance and metabolism. With the repeated contemplation on his own energy, the heart, as the seat of thought manifested, after which the mind, Chandra, the controller of the moon, as also determination and desire found their existence. The seven elements of the nails, skin, flesh, blood, fat, marrow and bone are predominantly of earth, water and fire, whereas the life breath is a product of ether, water and air. The senses of the material ego are attached to the modes of matter. The modes influence the mind and all the feelings belonging to it, because of which, for the individual, the intelligence and the realized knowledge assume their form. The Supreme Lord's gross form, as I explained to you, is among all of this that what is known by the eight elements of the planets and everything else, that together constitute an unlimitedly expanded external covering. The Supreme, that is finer than the finest, that is the featureless unmanifested reality, thus is, without a beginning, an intermediate stage or an end, is eternal and is transcendental to the mind with its words. No scholar aware of these two material and transcendental forms of the Supreme Lord as I described to you, will therefore ever take the external manifestation for granted. He who transcendentally, in fact, does nothing, manifests himself also with names, words, and what is denoted by those words as the Supreme Lord in visible forms of the Absolute Truth by which he engages in his pastimes. O King, know that all the happiness and distress and their mixture is there as a result of actions in the past, of karma. This is the experience of all the members of the family of Brahma, the Manus, the godly souls, the wise, the the inhabitants of Pitriloka and Siddhaloka, the Charanas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Asuras, Yakshas, Ginaras and angels, the snake-like, the monkey-shaped Kimpurushas, the human beings, the inhabitants of Matriloka, the demons and Pishachas. This includes the ghosts, spirits, lunatics and evil spirits, devils taking possession of people and the birds, the forest-dwelling and domestic animals, the reptiles, those of the mountains, the moving and immobile living entities, the living entities born from embryos, from eggs, from heat, and from seeds, and all others, whether they are of the water, of land, or the sky. Depending the modes of goodness, passion, and slowness, there are as such the three life conditions of the godly souls, the human beings, and those who have to suffer. There are also positions, O king, that result from a mix of each of these three with the rest of them. Depending the relationship of one such quality with the other two, a certain particular nature develops. After having created the universes, evidently, the Supreme Lord, the maintainer of the universe, for the purpose of maintaining the Dharma and redeeming the living beings, assumes the forms of gods, human beings, and lower creatures in line with his three potencies. In the form of Rudra, Shiva, the destroyer, he, just like the wind dispersing the clouds in the sky, will completely annihilate anything he created in the fire of the end of time. The Supreme Lord is by the great transcendentalists described with these features, but enlightened souls deserve not just these qualities and witness his glory in the beyond. Never is in the matter of creation and so on, the Supreme in the beyond described as the engineering agency, for that notion of having a supreme position is there to counterbalance that what is manifested by the material energy. This primary engineering process or evolution of a Brahma was discussed to illustrate the rule of one day of the Creator, while its varieties, its transformations, concern the secondary creation of organic life forms. I will tell you more about the characteristics and measures of time that constitute the day of Brahma later, but let me first inform you about this period, also called the Padmakalpa or Varahakalpa. Charnaka said, O Sutta, you in your goodness spoke about Vidura, who as one of the best devotees went to the places of pilgrimage on this earth and left behind the relatives who are so difficult to give up. O gentle one, please tell us here about the conversation Vidura had with Maitreya, who is so full of transcendental knowledge. What did he ask his grace, and what truths did he get in return for an answer? And why exactly gave Vidura up his activities and associates, and why did he return home thereafter? Sutta replied, this is what King Parikshit also asked. I shall tell you what the great sage said about it when he answered the king's question. Please listen. Thus, the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam ends, named the Cosmic Manifestation.